Hey everyone, welcome to episode 30 of the Talk on the Rocks podcast. I'm here with my co-host Jack. How's it going, buddy?
Feeling fine.
Pretty good. Having a quick drink on the rocks. What are you drinking there?
Pink lemonade vodka.
Nice. I'm drinking a Pink Whitney as well. So we've kind of, it's a recurring drink, but you know, during the quarantine times, we don't have drinks at hand. We're not going to the LCBO every day, so we're making it work, right?
Yeah.
What have you been up to lately?
Much, just still cooped up. I went up and visited a cottage on the weekend. That was nice. Nice little getaway.
Saw some pictures. Looked pretty nice sitting on the water. What did you get up to out there?
A lot of work. Sitting on the water.
Working
out. My jeans.
You're floating on the water.
In my jeans.
So what do you do up there? You working the whole weekend? Or
no, I sit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You go to, sick. Do you go into the town or anything? You're just...
No. The town's like 5 minutes away.
And is it like a ghost town?
Yeah, it's like three stores. They all close at five.
So usually, you sleep, or you just because of everything, or
no, that's just usual.
Oh, wow.
And you can't even go in. So like,
if you forget anything for dinner and your dinner is after five, you're just
You're screwed. Done. No, I think they make a house call. They really do need it. There's like three people up there, I think.
That's good though. Do you have to take the ferry to get there? I can't remember.
Yeah.
I bet you that's not going across as much either, is it?
No, it's still on the same schedule. It's just they don't limit the cars; they just limit the amount of people that can afford it.
I feel like they could just make everyone stay in their cars, like have a car mandatory.
They do
policy.
Basically.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, they encourage you if you're in your car, don't get out. Like, you can't go in the bathroom on there anymore. I don't think they could physically stop you from leaving, but like. You have to stay within 6 feet of anyone else on it.
Yeah, it's like wearing a mask in a store. I don't think anyone's going to, like, hold you up, but you got to do it. So what have you been consuming in the media lately? What's your biggest topic you got to contribute? What's your hot topic for today?
Do I have to have a hot topic?
Yeah, what's the biggest thing that's happened in the last couple of weeks that you want to talk about?
I mean, there's a lot, man. The Tory Lanez thing's the funniest thing. In a world where Kanye's running for president, Tory Lanez getting arrested and being 5'3", 120 is just even better.
Oh, he's getting ripped apart, eh? How tall do you think he actually is? It's like the hockey players who, like,
he has to be that, doesn't he? They can't, I don't think, it's not like the NBA. They can't embellish your stats for you.
Or the guys are like,
does he slip players? The guard like $100 and it's like, you'll put me at 5'7".
He's got a stool underneath the pitcher. So is he in custody right now? I haven't been following that very closely.
I think it was originally just for the weapons charge, so he was being held. And now there's a video of that other rapper girl getting shot. So now it's an assault charge now, I think.
Megan Thee Stallion or whatever?
Yes.
So wait, I thought they were kind of together, no?
Well, apparently they had an argument.
Oh.
I wasn't there personally. They didn't invite me out that night, but
No.
TMZ says
it's just everything going on right now. Usually
I think they made fun of him. I think they just said, hey, how tall are you? He pulled out his gun. I don't know if he shot it. It's been very sketchy on the details, but from what it's been saying is.
Well, TMZ told me this.
Are you 5'3"?
Yeah, that. I feel bad. His quarantine, he's been thriving during quarantine too. I feel bad for him. Like, he was top of the game with the Instagram live and everything. This is kind of a hit on the reputation and probably the wallet as well.
He took a steamy L.
Yeah.
And it's sad. Yeah, he was killing it. Yeah, he dropped that mixtape pretty well. He had the quarantine thing with the girls. Everyone loved that.
Yeah.
I can't believe that went so well in this time.
Yeah,
I can't believe that like made so many good headlines.
Yeah,
I was surprised when he like sees soliciting women. And all
this people stuff. Of like both genders were excited about that though, and his following. So I guess it was okay.
Well, it broke the record, I think.
Yeah,
and then it got rebroken, but he broke like the IG live.
He broke it.
I think 6ix9ine broke it when he got out.
Oh, probably.
But I think he was the original holder of it too. So I guess he's just.
It's rightfully his.
I guess he just does numbers, man. Yeah, that's the only reason they let him out.
You feeling bad for Kanye?
Yeah, that's sad. I don't like.
I don't even want to talk about it. I feel bad for him. Feel bad for his family. And then the next tweet is like, oh, the new album's coming out. So all of his fans are probably excited, but we'll see.
Yeah, it seems like he ran back to Wyoming, and I don't know if they're going to let him out again.
So
it was weird.
When he posts that, I don't want to talk about it. Like, I know he's like got some things that he has to deal with for sure. But like when he posts about the album, he posts like all the songs. So those just like songs that he's recorded in the past, and they're like 12 songs he's put together and says it's an album, or is that actually going to, is there supposed to be an album out soon?
Yeah. Well, he's supposed to have an album before the Christian one dropped, and then that got scrapped.
Is that Yandy?
That was Yandy, yeah. And it was told that he was gonna rewrite a lot of the parts to be more Christian and cut a lot out. So now these are just, I guess, the reworkings that didn't make it onto that, and reworkings of songs on Yandy, I believe.
What was he doing with Dave Chappelle? Did you watch that? I didn't watch it yet.
Yeah, it was really weird. I guess he flew back. Dave Chappelle took a jet to Wyoming to see him.
Make sure he's doing okay. That's kind
of I think a lot of his old rapper friends and like studio guys that he's worked with before in the past flew out there recently.
Make sure he's doing okay. Like,
check up on him, yeah. Well, that was scary.
Yeah, it was like a manic episode or something. It's definitely something you don't want to see over Twitter, both for him and his family. It's not
good. No, it was the worst way to consume that, too, because people just clipped it and only clipped the bad.
Yeah, I know.
There was a lot of bad.
Yeah, it makes sense. I watched the whole thing. Why would they share everything, right? Like, you're going to share those.
Oh, I know. You're gonna put what's a headline, but yeah, it's just the worst part of it though. I mean, that's like every presidential rally or every kind of movement type thing like that. They're only ever gonna really show the bad, but it was a cool idea. I'll give them that.
Yeah,
I mean, having like a open discussion of a presidential rally type thing, because when you see Trump, he's just on a podium and he's just gloating. Biden just brings his facts that he doesn't really explain that much, and then he was just kind of up there like.
Very 2020 of them to do that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That was very different. It was cool. I wish that is a style that it would go, but I mean, I don't think it should have. I don't think it went.
It probably wouldn't end well. That was
no, it didn't. It just didn't end well.
Yeah.
In theory, it was a cool idea though.
So it says Donda coming this Friday. So we'll see. What are the what's your percentage point on the album dropping this Friday?
Well, he dropped a single, so.
He only dropped one though. Does he usually? Wouldn't he drop a couple before an album, or just?
Well, with this past three, I think he hasn't dropped any.
Yeah, true. So well, last one, if he dropped it one, it'd be like a 20% of the album.
Yeah, so I think this is a good sign. There is some songs that are recognizable from the past one that got scrapped. So I would say this is around like 75 or 80. But the last time I got excited, I got myself all excited. And I stayed up like I think three different nights. I can't wait to listen to this new Kanye, and then it never fucking comes out.
I remember the day it came out. I was
a loser.
What was I doing? I was on a bus. I was going. It was a work day. I remember it came out, and I had to go somewhere different for work. And I was listening to that album, and I was like, "This is interesting, interesting for sure." But I gave it the listen because he deserves it.
That's good.
His song names are like. One, the sixth is, or the fifth is In God's Country 83, and then the next song is God's Country. Not getting to, I assume those aren't finished names, but yeah.
The fact that we're talking, his Twitter is just so interesting.
Well, thinking about him, hoping he's doing okay.
I love his Twitter.
He did get a lot of bites. On the social media. Yep.
Oh my god.
Speaking of numbers, Jeff Bezos. Big $13 billion in one day. What would you do what would the first thing you would do if you earned $13 billion in one day? Like you wake up in the morning, you just go about your normal day, and then 5 PM hits and you've got $13 billion more dollars than you did the day before. What are you gonna do? First thing.
First thing, I'd probably eat.
What would you eat?
I'd probably just like Uber eat something because I'd just be like money at that point.
You'd tip them like 500% this time though.
I just wouldn't even look. Yeah, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. I wouldn't know. I don't know. That's tough. It's 13 funny billion is just too much. Like, I wouldn't even, I don't think I could spend 13 billion in a lifetime.
I think I'd go, it's funny because you'd say, oh, I'd eat. But it's like, that was the first thing that came to mind. I would want to go to a bougie restaurant. I want to go to like Nobu again.
I don't even know what it is, but I would just, I guess I'd just go there.
Nobu is so, I went there once as like a special anniversary dinner. And like, I would never be able to go again. But.
You've actually been there?
Yeah. It's like high class sushi. Yeah. I went when
I know of it. I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it either. I don't understand how you could go there more than like once in every 5 years.
How much is it?
The bill is very expensive when we left, and we didn't eat that much because it's like.
Are we talking three digits for a menu item?
No.
Oh, okay. I was thinking that.
Like, we got a lot of sushi and stuff, right? We got a bottle of wine and then some sushi dishes, but they're like, it's not like we got a couple rolls, but then there's like fancy sushi type things or like fried, I don't know. There's a bunch of different stuff like fried shrimp, all the sushi items, but they're just like slightly nicer. And then it's in New York. Yeah, probably. Yeah.
That'd be funny. Just go in there and get like a grilled cheese.
Yeah. It's like Wagyu beef burgers for the kids and like all the expenses. It's still like $30 a dish.
Like veal nuggets.
Yeah, I didn't see too many kids in there that night. That's for sure.
That'd be funny. Is that just like a place where you go and you might run into like David Beckham's kid?
I was hoping for that. I was pretty juiced, not gonna lie, when we went. And I was looking around and I was like, maybe we'll see a celebrity. But I'm pretty sure there's probably quite a few tables in the back. So you probably don't get a look at very many of the celebrities there. But like the serving staff, like me and Maria rolled in there. And like, we're pretty... Like Bowmanville people aren't very bougie looking, so we had khakis on and a black t-shirt.
Is it your going out outfit?
I think we put like a nice shirt on because it was our anniversary, so it was like a dress shirt. And then we're like looking around, and there's probably people in like Louis Vuitton and stuff. But the waitress treated us like a king. Like I would pay just to go back and be treated that nicely. He's like,
what'd you tip?
I don't remember. Like probably not as much as I should. Used to receiving, that's for sure. The Bowmanville standard probably took 15%.
Did they leave mints on the receipt?
They give like probably, I don't even remember.
What high class establishment does that like cut off? Like I think they do it at the Keg. Yeah, when does it cut off? And like
they probably have to give like dessert for like instead of mints.
Yeah, like a high class version of giving mints. That's what I think. It goes like
a jawbreaker or whatever candy. They're called.
It goes fruit flavor candy and then mints. Yeah, and then like those like Swiss chocolates, and then I wonder what like. But I've never even thought of going to a place that would go to that. That's out of my class.
If I was Jeff Bezos, I would definitely go to a lot of those restaurants because I just like food. Like I used to always watch the Food Network when I was growing up with my mom, so we'd always be looking at these like cool dishes, and she loves food, and I love food, like cool foods. So I think if I had a lot of money, I would want to spend a lot of it on food and like the experience around food, which seems kind of wasteful because you just eat it and then you like feel disgusting after because you're full and then you take a big shit in the morning and that's all you get out of it. But still, I don't know, something about the food experience I really like, even though like you asked me what I ate there and I don't even remember now. I just remember like the experience and like the essence around it.
I'd also probably just quit everything. But the only thing that would suck is I'd have 13 billion in my bank account. But I still have to like file and email people to like resign. And I still have to be like a grunt and be like, I have to email like three different people to get these papers through for my resignations and all this. And it would just be like, I have 13 bills. Why am I still doing this? But I'd have to. And so I still expected to show up.
The other day I messaged the boys and I was like, would you, if you could be the president or sorry, the prime minister by 35, would you do it? And everyone said no. No. Which is just ridiculous because it's such like an honor to do that. But no, I wouldn't either. So would you be Jeff Bezos at age 35 if you could?
Mm-hmm.
You would be.
Oh, wait, no, I have to be Jeff Bezos?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Like, that would be equally as hard as... Okay, no, I'm not going to say, that on the podcast, but like the pressure would be
I would just like take my shares and leave. And then just take my... I could live off $1 billion for the rest of my life. I don't care. I don't need
all I guess so. I could live off.
I don't need all that billion.
Yeah.
I would just resign. I'd just sell it to like fucking Zuckerberg or something.
Yeah.
You could just chill with it.
What do you think about the new Drake?
Yeah, I don't think we've actually talked about this yet. What do you think? You go first.
I usually love everything that he drops. I wasn't crazy about it. Like, I like the beat on it. I think I like the beat on Grease better.
Yeah.
It is like a pretty, it makes you feel like kind of like bougie almost. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I didn't love them. I felt like I couldn't, I don't know. I just didn't vibe with them as much. I thought they were going to be really hype, but like, as soon as you hit in with like the, we the best at the beginning, it just sets a bad tone. It was kind of funny though. Like, his marketing, DJ Khaled, for the songs is pretty hilarious with like the two key. Dude. Yeah, I don't know. It just like
an owl. He's like in the studio with an owl.
He strikes me as like completely different than Drake though, because it's like they're both very famous, but they're complete opposites. Like, DJ Khaled is almost a meme, and he's like so out there, and then Drake's like so cool. It's and a meme, like, dude. Well, yeah, people make him a meme, but yeah, I don't know. I didn't love. I would enjoy the songs, and if I heard them, they were playing, I wouldn't be mad, but I definitely wouldn't say they were like, holy shit, I haven't been putting them on repeat. And even for like the Dark Tapes, I put those on repeat. I like those, and I listen to them more than these new songs. But Grease is a pretty sick song. I've played it quite a bit.
Yeah, like
the rest of the, I sometimes put that new release Spotify playlist on, but this week, all the other songs were like, I get through the two Drake songs, obviously they're on the top. And then after that, I was like, oh, this is like, I got to turn the playlist off right away. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll take it though. Any Drake though, I can get in my ears. I'm not going to complain about that for sure.
Absolutely.
Speaking of Drizzy, I went up to Toronto on Sunday. Woke up at 6 in the morning, played a round of golf, 18. Went home, showered, sobered up, and went up to Toronto. My girlfriend was moving in. It's quite the adventure going to Toronto. I felt, and like, I've been pretty shut down during the COVID period, so that was quite a culture shock for me to hop on the GO train. And then
I couldn't believe you did.
Yeah, well, I kind of have to, right? It's like a duty of mine, I'd say, to help out, and I definitely wanted to go and help her move in. I didn't want to leave her to be figuring out all the IKEA furniture just for her and her dad, because there's like a ton of pieces of furniture and stuff for the new place, because everything's pretty much new. But yeah, I don't know. I'm going, started in Oshawa, just me on the train car, and then a couple other people hop in, a couple people, and then I get to like Pickering, and it's like people stop hopping in with like no mask on. But apparently Maria just sent me a tweet, and it wasn't mandatory to wear a mask on the GO train until I don't know if it's the next couple days, maybe Friday, or if it was last Friday. I don't know.
I think Friday's when we, well, I know a lot of places here have had the mask mandate. I guess public transportation is different, but yeah, I think that region's affected on Friday, yeah. Because we are in phase, I don't know, is Bowmanville in phase 3?
I think officially Friday, but I could be wrong. I don't know. Okay. I've been following it too well. Starting today. July 21st is today. Mm-hmm. That's when it started, the masks were mandatory, I believe, on the trains. Okay. Where would you sit to be like the most COVID safe on a train? Because I got in there and my head was spinning. I was like, where should I go?
Maybe like a couple seats next to the door. So I'm not like right at the door when people walk in, but I'm like close enough that like
the wind flow. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, I get some like fresh air. I'm near like I'm getting an evacuation point if someone coughs.
So I was thinking that, but also then you're literally close to everyone that comes in. Like, you're exposed to literally every single person because you're
so close. Well, that's where I would stand. I would go a bit further from the door, but I would be within a line of sight of the door.
Yeah, that's what
I wouldn't go top floor.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking as well.
I wouldn't go next to the door, though. I would go, like, near.
It was making me, I was like, kind of confused. I was like, should I be close to the door? Should I go upstairs? Should I?
Yeah, I don't know.
Go near the bathroom? I don't know. I was confused, but I just put in my headphones and didn't think about it for an hour. But it was crazy. That storm was wild on Sunday. Where you see that? It looked like it was 2 p.m. I was driving on the train. It looked like it was 11 p.m. So dark out. And then
in the area.
Oh, yeah, true. You were.
I heard there was like a tornado warning, which always makes me laugh because I'm like, tornadoes, that would never happen. And then I'm always like, I wonder if this is the one. And then it's like, well, that would just be the egg on our faces.
I'm pretty sure Mississauga people got like a tornado warning text. I could be wrong, but like that's pretty close to us. That's not that far away.
Yeah, no, I know. I said that to my mom. She's like, yeah, there was once a radio station that was like, I can't remember if it was, I think it was like within like the Ontario area. And it was like, oh, there's a tornado warning. Everyone look out. And he's playing like a joke. There'd never be a tornado here. The guy says the tornado happens. And then like the next day you had to get on and be like, I'm terribly sorry for my offensive comments made towards lack of safety precautions and all this other stuff. Cause he's like, he doubled down. He's like, there's no way a tornado coming here. I bet a tornado won't come here. And then a tornado shows up.
That's and wild. He has to
go on the air and like, okay. And retract you, and they're like playing back what he was saying. It was like, you can't do that.
That's bad.
But every time I think of that, every time I see a tornado thing, I always think, man, yeah, right. I don't even, I'm always like, when we get those like severe thunderstorms, I'm like, man, who cares? A thunderstorm is a thunderstorm.
Last Saturday when I got home from golf, there was no thunder, or two Saturdays ago, sorry. It was that day it was pissing rain, and we'd had a couple of pints in the morning. So myself and the guys, my neighbors that we golf with, and my dad, we just sat in our backyard 6 feet apart and we just sat in the rain and it just poured rain. And then we just had like golf umbrellas above our head. Cause like, you can't really go inside. You're not supposed to invite people that aren't from your household inside, obviously. So we were just sitting out with like golf umbrellas and the rain is pouring down, but it's kind of nice. I love rain. I had my bathing suit on and everything. It was like, I was in a pool virtually, even though we don't have a pool.
It's just water.
Yeah, exactly. It's just refreshing. Would you, how much money would you pay if you were moving into a condo and you were getting all new furniture, even if it was like IKEA, easy setup stuff, how much money would you pay to not have to do any of that and somebody comes in and sets it up for you?
How much would I pay? What's the minimum?
Yeah. Like what is the amount of money that you would pay? I guess the maximum amount. Because it took us like I was there for like 6 or 7 hours.
For a full, like, full furnished apartment. For somebody to fully furnish my stuff.
Yeah. It's like you're just paying for a service of everyone sets up. You buy all the furniture, comes in the boxes, and they set it up for you.
How much are like movers? I would probably do like,
I don't know,
200?
Yeah.
I don't know how much a mover
costs. It's a lot. If you think about it, it is a lot. Why not just get like a 12-pack of beer and you and your buddy go up there and build everything? It is frustrating. Like moving, It is frustrating, though.
That's like moving. It's like, why don't you just get your friends to help move in for it? Like, that's what we're doing this Saturday. But, if I just wanted, like, all this shit done, like, I just give them the keys. I say, if you're done by 12, like, they get up there, it's 8. They get up there, like, 9. If they're done by 12, and then I come in at, like, 12, and all my shit's done for me. Yeah, I feel like...
That's pretty nice. Take the garbage out, too. You don't have to...
Right. Yeah, just like do all the stuff for me. Be back at lunch.
What's 3 divided by 200? I feel like it would have to be more because 3 divided by 200 is only like $70 an hour. And say there's 2 people, $35 an hour. I guess that's not that bad. I guess that adds up.
I don't know how much time.
That's a good price. I think you might have hit that on the nail. Yeah, 2 or 3. 200. Yeah. 200. Although I feel like it's half the adventure. Like I remember when I moved into my place. I was by myself and my bed got delivered and it must've taken me, it was so hot too, cause it was August and it must've taken me 6 hours cause I'm not a handy guy at all. And it's hard when you're by yourself too. I was like sitting there, it was football season. I remember I was watching like a Chiefs favorite team and Baltimore Ravens game. It was like that big feature game of the season and I was sitting on my bed. So it was like, at least I had something to do, but I was sweating my taint off for sure.
I love the idea of like a mover coming in and then you think he's going to set it up for you.
Yeah, I know.
Like, they come in, they just drop this couch off and like this bed frame and all this stuff and just like, all right, cool.
I thought the two
guys... So when's he going to be ready? And it's just like, we don't do that. Give you a bill and you have to pay them like $300.
You know how my place is like 2 floors up, right? Like you got to go all the way up to get my bed. I didn't get like...
Oh, yeah, you're just like 3 sets of stairs.
Yeah, I didn't get an ND mattress. So it was just a regular mattress, like big ass mattress rolled out. And those guys, like, I think it was like a rookie and a vet who were moving it. and they were pushing it up, and I thought they were going to – the guy was screaming. Like, the older – like, the more tenured guy was like, push it, push it, push it. He was screaming at the guy, like, just saying, like, fuck, like, whole bunch of swear words. I was just standing there, like, am I supposed to be here? They eventually got it up, like, scuffed up all my walls, but that was not a fun task. Like, I – honestly, just seeing those guys struggle made me want to get like an ND mattress if I was ever to be in that situation again. And then, like,
you ordered a water bed.
My roommate got an ND mattress. I think I pulled it up the stairs and put it in his room in like 5 seconds. It's so much easier.
Are these just like, I don't even know what that is. Is that just like a crazy light mattress?
No, they're the mattresses that come like tightly compact, like they're vacuum pressed. So it's just a fair sized box that you can easily fit in a door and you can easily carry up. So like,
and then say, it just blows up like an air mattress.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't blow up. It's like a, say they put it in like a four foot by two foot box and you open it out. And when it gets like exposed to the air and like you stretch it out, it just gets bigger and then it forms. You just let it sit for a certain amount of time and it just gets bigger when it's not in that vacuum suit.
I just get a water bed.
Yeah, might as well.
I knew a guy who used to have a waterbed, and it was really weird. I don't know how he got comfortable ever, or got out of it. Because I laid in it once, and I couldn't move.
You saw what? It would give you a bad back, you think?
Like, you would just sink in the middle, and then you would be like, imagine you're sitting on like a really deflated air mattress,
yeah,
and the walls are like forming around your sides, and then it's just like, how do you get out of this? And he's like, oh, I inchworm straight. Like, I guess, but that sounds awful.
I've been falling asleep because I've been getting up early for golf on the weekends, like 6 o'clock, and then I get up around 8:30 for work, so I'll wake up 100 times. I swear to God, I wake up at like 6, 7, 8 every day of the week. But
yeah,
this bed, like my hometown bed, is doing it for me. Like, I've been sleeping well.
This hometown bed.
Yeah, this thing's been around for forever.
It's killing it.
Yeah,
it's patting 1,000.
Probably. You think the NBA players are complaining about their beds in the bubble?
Nice segue.
Yeah. What? What can I say?
Yes, I think they are. Because yeah, they're all entitled.
Not everyone. There's some guys who are living. They're living the life.
There's some guys, I think there's some guys that said that's better than their place at home.
Yeah, the Rooks are like in heaven.
Yeah, they're like,
they get to be close to the veterans. They get a ton of food. They get snacks. They get Doritos, Skittles. You see?
I love that. I love that they're like giving professional athletes like a full bag of candy.
I and like, know. I was like, so I surprised.
I think one got like ramen.
Yeah.
Like, what do I do with this?
Yeah,
I would have ramen for
it's just
years.
A bunch of junk food. But
I don't get that. You think they would? It would just be like protein bars and
I guess it's their bar. They're cows, like
strawberries.
Though. Just work out a little extra. Well, what are they gonna give them? I guess I don't know.
I don't know. I thought it'd be like protein
bars.
Stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, like energy bars and like well, Red probably... Bull. It's like Skittles, Chex Mix.
All the
it's like
guys...
it's like E-tier candies too. They're right? It's like upper echelon stuff. It's like the blander. It's like the cheddar cheese Doritos. It's like a small bag, like the family size. It's just like,
I know. It's just, it's probably just marketing.
I want to see everyone's. I want to see like every caliber of player's gift bag.
I've been watching Matisse Thybulle's.
Yeah, his shit's
vlogs. Have you watched that? They're yeah, like high class vlogs. Like,
yeah, he edits them all himself too, which is even more nice.
Yeah, he got a shout out from Casey Neistat. He said it was his favorite YouTuber, and he gave him a shout out, which was pretty sick. But he's good vlogs. You know what?
No, it is good.
He'll set up his camera and like he'll do stuff in his room or he'll do like a, it sounds cheesy, but like he'll do a snap. And
then he does it like the Casey Neistat stuff.
Like
he
it's
does
a, like it's
he
a
does
real
the editing vlog. Tricks.
That yeah,
I,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I it's the perfect guy for it too. Like a guy you don't really know.
Yeah.
Like if it was James Harden doing this, like I think he's a character too. I think he's pretty funny, but like it just wouldn't be like, you know, he doesn't edit.
You're
himself.
Like, there's no way this guy's doing the behind.
He's not filming this. Yeah, he's just doing it for like a marketing thing. It just wouldn't feel right, and like he would, just, and he wouldn't be getting the like they'd be rolling out the red carpet for him. Like and like this guy's vlogs, they're like forgetting his bags.
Yeah, yeah.
They forgot his jerseys, and like and he has to
his
get
shoes. His shoes. Cool. He had to wear like normal shoes to practice, basketball shoes.
He's just wearing like regular trainers.
One, I thought
he also forgot his shit. It's funny.
I thought he was French the whole time when I saw him play the 76ers. I thought he was French. And he's like a totally laid back guy. Like he's a really, I think he could, like have a job and vlog it. He's already got, I think I wrote down, he gets like 800k views and he's got 250 or 280 subscribers k already. It's insane.
Yeah. Oh, I know. It's, I know. It's
and he's good. And he's not even a, like, I want to search his Instagram right now, but I don't know.
Probably
like,
a lot now, but
he's probably does.
I wouldn't say he's more than, like, if he had a million, I'd be like, wow.
I wish I knew how many he had before this. Like, I wonder if a lot of people have followed him because of
all this. Yeah, I think he's blown up. I think he's got, like, a bunch of, like, ad deals now and brand deals and stuff. I'm like,
well he was on, like, he was on Good Morning America or whatever, too, which, like, isn't huge, but it's pretty, that's pretty big.
I think the New York Times or, like, the Wall Street Journal, something like that, interviewed him, too.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
So I think he's, like, the first one. Him, JaVale, and someone else.
I watched JaVale's and it's just not the same. And I don't want to chirp JaVale. I only watched his first episode, but just like editing and the filming and like it just didn't see. Would you agree?
Yeah, that's the kind of the thing. Yeah, that's like he's on the weird like side of like he's a smaller name, but like he's also been doing it a lot longer, so I think he gets more of like and he's with LA, so like they're not gonna like
have they showed
Braun like minor at all? Inconveniences aren't gonna happen.
Have you seen Braun in any of the vlogs?
No, AD's I think the best get he's gotten.
Yeah,
but like I always have a problem with like these big time guys start like a YouTube channel, like when The Rock or Will Smith, they start like a YouTube channel, like they break all these records and like they're like getting all these spots, and you're just like, ugh. But like he's just putting a camera on for 10 minutes, and then some other intern edits it all. He has no say. Like he doesn't even know what he's doing. He's got like 30 cameras following him every day. Like this one's no different.
That's why I think
it doesn't feel genuine, but this one feels like genuine.
And it's really good, like good quality film too. Like Javal's is a little, this was like kind of blurry, but like you could tell Matisse got like a good camera. I don't know, it was sick, and I really wanted.
It was saying goodbye to his daughter for like 8 minutes.
Yeah,
it was kind of sad.
It was sad. Yeah, that's why I feel bad chirping him.
Moved to be like, wow, this is crazy, and then it cuts over to like that Matisse guy, and it's just like. And his teammates are betting how fast he could chug a cherry bubbly. It's like stupid little like frat boy stuff, but it's so funny. It's funny how quickly they just like, you can tell like they it's just the boys now. This is like a boys' vacation for them.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of funny. It's like, it's like no camp, but they're all
It's like they're all like a rehab thing. I think that's what I thought.
That's wild.
You said it was like rehab, and I thought that was funny because it's like they got like team building activities. They all go fishing. They like go golfing. Know. His newest one, they went golfing, and it was pretty funny.
Yeah, I guess that's a pretty big campus, eh? And then he's like, there's not, on Good Morning America, they will, or whatever his name is, they will, he said, there's not a ton to do, but there's enough. Like, you can go fishing. It's like, at least you have something. Like, under the circumstances, like, that's a pretty good setup. They're getting...
They get so old so fast, though.
Oh, I know. But at least...
fishing every day.
But at least...
Like I wonder how much stuff there is to do. I guess we'll find out. I guess
but once they start playing, they'll be playing a lot, like almost every other day at least, right? So,
yeah, they get another 10 days, I guess. So, I kind of hope they. I kind of want the Sixers to do well, just so I can see more of this guy's.
Yeah,
honest. Yeah. I really like them. They're really cool.
They're genuinely good vlogs, and I don't watch a lot of vlogs. I can't really comment on. Like, I don't even know, like, Casey Neistat. I've only seen a couple of his vlogs, but these are genuinely enjoyable. Like, they're well made.
Yeah, and, I'm not a big vlog guy either, but yeah, I agree. No, it's cool.
Yeah. So, what else? Anything else you've been watching?
Clickbaiting stuff. What if he just gets super,
I know,
like,
yeah.
He does. Like, he's just, like, blowing up Tobias Harris's house. It's like, he almost died.
Not going to lie, though. Like,
oh, no.
NBA in the bubble.
Yeah,
I would say like a week ago that was pretty clickbait, but not even on purpose. Yeah, like, I would do it too, but like that made me click on it. I would never watch a Matisse Thybulle video. Thybulle. Like I can't even pronounce his name, but now like I would.
He's a household name now. It's kind of funny.
Yeah,
he's definitely more famous from this than basketball. Even though I think he's a pretty good player.
He could retire. No, I think he's a good rook. But yeah, I know what you're saying.
It's pretty funny though. It's just it's so funny. It's just
I'd like, be
so
cheering funny. For him now when I see him on the court.
I know that's what I'm saying.
Like I recognize him. I recognize him from a couple games, but
like 7-8, yeah, hard not to recognize. It's funny when he's like, there, I think in JaVale's too, it's even funny. He's walking with like Dwight Howard, and like every time they're in like the hallways, they have to keep ducking because they're just 7-8.
Because
they're trying to get through the doors.
The majority of people who stayed in that hotel before were probably like 10-year-olds, with a family, right? Because it's Wonderland, or not Wonderland, sorry, Disney World, right?
Yeah. I don't know if it's been answered. Where does like LeBron and all them stay? He's not staying there.
He must.
He probably gets
he probably gets the penthouse.
Oh, that's so fucked. That's kind of fucked. Like, how does that look?
I don't know. I don't know.
That's just like, yeah, we get it.
That's total speculation. Like, I don't know. Like, has he been on social media or anything? I don't follow.
He hasn't shown any of his, not that I've seen yet. It would blow up if he did too.
Also, I don't understand. Like, J.R. Smith was getting in shit for showing a little bit of details about like not liking some of the food, and now these guys are putting out full out vlogs. So when did that change?
Well, they're not, because I don't think they're dissing it though.
Yeah, that's true.
I know Terrence Ross was dissing it too. He's like, I'm gonna lose 30 pounds in here, as he's showing like 8 chicken breasts.
Yeah, like. Like, and that Matisse guy was so good. Like, he's like, it looked like the most bland chicken. Like, it looked all right. It looked like chicken I would cook. And then the pasta was like not that great. And he's like, oh, pretty good. Like, he's a nice guy. The biggest complaint was like not getting a fork with his food. So he's a pretty happy-go-lucky guy. He doesn't care. He's a rook. He doesn't He doesn't have to buy them all like Chick-fil-A. You see that?
I did see that.
Which is funny. That was a bit sketch that he was going into Chick-fil-A, like a public place, right before he was going in the NBA bubble. I thought that was a little sus, but whatever.
Hey,
Rook's got to do what a Rook's got to do.
Did he go? I didn't see it. I thought he got like delivered.
No, he went to the place. Maybe it came out to his car. Like, maybe it didn't. I assume he probably couldn't go in anyway. So what else you been watching? Anything other than those vlogs?
No, I didn't. I don't know. I've been looking up all the bubble stuff. The bubble stuff's so fascinating to me.
Yeah. Because it's just such a crazy... Like, there's nothing similar to that. Like, what could be similar to that that we'll ever see?
If there was, like, I don't know, I guess another...
Yeah. Like, it's literally a one-time, once-in-a-lifetime thing that we're witnessing.
I don't know. Hopefully it's one time.
Yeah, exactly. Once in the average lifetime. Sorry, I'll say that.
I would hope so. Maybe if there's like a war, half the players got
drafted. That's true. Yeah, I mean, I shouldn't say once in a lifetime. That's a pretty privileged comment, seeing as people went through the war in the past. But you know what I'm saying.
I do know what you're saying.
The average lifetime of like our parents, say they didn't didn't witness that.
I want to see everyone's care package from it though. Did you see a bunch of people got like personalized stuff?
Not gonna lie, their masks are pretty sick.
The masks are cool. I want to see Jamal Murray's. I wonder if they got him like a NBA like fleshlight or something like that.
I wonder if he got dogged for that, probably.
Hey, dude, that's how you get your dick sucked on live.
Yeah, that was bad.
Nerd.
That was like, bad. What do you say? Also, what?
I mean, that's a pretty flattering, considering like no repercussions. He's not going to get like fired for this. He's not going to lose his chance at a job or anything. This is not a bad
thing. For probably got more sponsorships, if anything.
Yes, he got a Manscaped sponsorship from him.
Looks like he needed it. Yeah.
That would be good. he could have used it prior, but
what's the function of a double sided mask? Like, are you just like screwing yourself over? I guess you'll wash it. I guess you'll wash it though. Put it in the wash. Also, it was cool because like Dybul had like, I assume they're not doing their okay. I'm not assuming. It's like almost 100% assumption they're not doing their own laundry. So he's like throwing all of his shit in the laundry bin. So I guess people come in and like clean the room and do his laundry and stuff, probably, right? Yeah,
I'm sure there's like
I don't think they're gunning through a lot of clothes, but I assume like their gym clothes they gotta wash every day. They've got like 3 or 4 suitcases, but they could be there for how long? Like two or three months?
Yeah. So I think 2 or 3 of the max. I think 3 of the max if you go the longest.
That's quite a bit of time.
I wonder if you just leave after. Like, if your team is eliminated, are you just out and you just leave the bubble?
Yeah, I guess you just check out and go home. Quarantine if you're from Canada for 14 days, and then you're back to normal life. That'd be pretty crazy.
That'd be so fucking bad.
Yeah.
So weird.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's just like having a Disneyland is so odd.
I agree.
Pretty marketing for
it. But, like,
are they going to open it up, too? I heard they're opening it up. Like, is that for the public, too?
It must be a different section or something. Maybe a different. That's wild. But yeah, I think it's a pretty good setup. Like, you don't really often have a campus like that where you can set up that many teams and that many people, right? Because all those nurses who are just like swabbing them all day, there's like probably 5 or 10 for each team, Right, because they got to test them every room they go into, it seems. They got to tap their wristband.
That's why they double-signed. I wonder if LeBron got it, they would even announce it. They'd just be like, nah, he's good.
No, everyone would probably,
he's good.
If LeBron got the coronavirus, everyone else would probably want to get it.
Fuck. Well, that would shut it down, I think. I'm waiting. I wonder if this thing will actually happen.
Yeah, apparently.
There's so many things that could just shut this thing down.
We're getting close, man. 10 days.
Yeah. So I know, I'm getting it, because I hope it does happen, just that it's something to watch. I don't really agree with making them play again, but.
If they can do it safely, and it seems like
it's I personally, if I was in charge of it, I don't think I'd do it, but fuck, if they're going to pull it off.
It's I don't want to say a miracle, but if the NHL and the NBA both pull it off with like minor repercussions, that'd be pretty crazy. Like that's just logistically, that is pretty fucking insane that they secluded these people in a bubble. Like the word bubble, if you think about it and like what they're doing, it's so crazy. If that actually happened, that'd be pretty cool.
I don't fully understand how the Toronto one's gonna work, like the NHL bubble's gonna work, but
yeah, I don't know,
because they don't get the privilege of like pretty much just like a gated community.
Well, like the NBA, I guess, guys. They say they're gonna do it in BMO, which is virtually a gated community, I guess, and like within the Princess Gates, but still got to transport to the hotels and everything, right?
So the hotels, the arenas, the like,
yeah,
there's a lot that just I don't understand with the NHL one.
I saw the a picture of the NBA court, and it looked like it's just it looked like a 2K court almost.
Yeah, that's what the whole memes are about, like the whole thing is 2K neighborhood ad. Because like they rebuilt the same barber shop from 2K.
Oh, that's crazy!
In it, and they just, because I guess so many players needed haircuts, and LeBron is probably like, I need someone to do my haircuts.
Yeah,
they're like, yes, sir, we will build it right away.
They got 15 people.
And like 2 days later, it's a barber shop. I guess you could film this fucking movie easily too here.
Space Jam.
I wonder if he's just going to stay at his place. Like, do you think he's even there?
I think he's there. He's got to be. He's got to set an example. He can't be somewhere else.
It'd be funny, though. He fucking flies in every day.
Yeah. Oh, LeBron.
Are there bars there? I guess so.
Well, I think that was one of the things they had, a bottle of wine. I think it was Jafal had a bottle of wine, right? He's like, we getting turned up some days. And then he's like, not actually. But actually, like, are you or not? Definitely getting liquored up now. There's no way they're not. What else is there to do?
I know. That's why I was just wondering. You think there's like a bar that they just, because I heard there's a some. I don't know if they released names, but someone got caught inviting girls.
Yeah, I saw that, because they got the snitch line, right? Like 696 snitch line.
Hilarious. Someone like ordered food too, like within the before the 14 days. Yeah.
But that's what they were saying, like. I can't remember. I was listening to a podcast and they were saying, like, wouldn't you snitch on somebody as a prank? You know what I mean? Like, because it's not like they're going to kick them out. Like, there's no way they could just be like, hey, you're out of here, man. Like, you're suspended for the rest of the playoffs because you're not obeying. Like, they just watch them or something probably, right? So the snitch line is kind of hilarious. And there's no legitimacy. Unless you have a video of somebody doing it, how can you just trust somebody's word? I guess maybe you look into it more, like a bit of a detective type work, but
disguises his driver. It's Adam Silver.
Yeah.
He lifts his hat up. Aha. It's like, no. I was watching it for a friend.
Alright, we talked about the bubble for a while. Anything else going on that you want to talk about?
You got anything?
I'm good. I think we hit a couple good topics today, actually. We talked about life a bit. We talked about the NBA. We talked about Bezos with all his money, all of his billions.
Money.
You want to cut it off here?
I think we could.
All right. Everyone, keep staying inside. Enjoy your phase 3 coming on Friday. Get out to maybe your patios, have some drinks, and enjoy the summer, because we definitely get some hot weather, so you can enjoy some drinks on the rocks, that's for sure.
We should make mass.
Some talk on the rocks mass. why not? It seems like everyone's hopping on that train now. I've got my reusable mass.
I just got it. I just got it.
Yeah, I got a mute, more mute.
I wonder how long, because I was like, I was sitting there, because I had some, but I was like, how long are we getting, like, how long is a mask going to be needed? And then all this shit came out. Like,
oh, it's definitely a good
mask. I have to buy a pack. I'll probably have to buy another pack before all this ends, too. Maybe two. I don't know how long. We might be have to wear these for years or for months.
Years might be a thing. Like, I don't think you're wrong.
It's not going to be years.
A year, maybe.
Year, I could see a year, but fuck, dude. That's so sad. Oh, my God. I don't want to think about that.
I don't even mind the mask. Like, whatever.
I don't mind the mask. That just means things are going to be still fucking weird. Ugh.
Yeah, that's true.
I wear the mask. I think the masks are comfortable.
It's like a fashion statement for some.
I think they're cool. I don't know. I've secretly always liked them. A lot of kids in my school would always wear them, and I'd be like, fuck, I don't want to be a loser and start wearing them just because I saw them wear it. Now it's like, fuck you, I have to.
Well, yeah, like a lot of countries, especially in Asia, would wear masks just when they're sick, right? And it makes sense, really. You're not spreading as much outward, right? So that's not a terrible idea. There could be worse things.
I just see people that don't wear it, and they're like, oh, I don't get it. And it's like, I don't think the science is not that hard to think of. It literally just covers your mouth and nose. You don't breathe it out.
Even if like one, it saves 1%, it's like, okay, it is hard to breathe in. Not going to lie, I'm getting used to it, but like, whatever. Like
you have asthma all of a sudden, though, man.
Oh, I know.
Not that hard.
No, like.
You have asthma.
Suck it up. Yeah, you know. I don't know. I like to joke around with my sister and stuff because she has to wear it all day at work. But yeah,
that's what I feel.
I can get used to it. Exactly. All right.
I can wear it to Metro for fucking 5 minutes though. It's so easy. I like them though. I don't complain.
Whatever. Fashion statement. Think positive about it. All right. Let's end on that positive note. Thanks for everyone for listening. We'd like to thank you for listening to episode 30 of the Talk on the Rocks podcast. And we'll catch you next week. Take it easy, guys. Peace.